Pippi Longstocking had it all: a house, piles of gold, a horse, a monkey, and the luxury of youth. Well, commentator Heather Havrileski agrees with George Bernard Shaw. It's a crime to waste youth on children.
My friend Toby just had a baby. I really love meeting babies, but it worries me, because I know that chances are at some point I will say to her kid, "Why, I remember when you were just a little baby." I hated when my parents' friends would say that to me. I always wondered why I should be surprised. Of course they remembered me when I was a baby. They're old. But even when I rolled my eyes, they would go on. "I cannot believe how much you've grown. I remember when you were this small." And then that demeaning gesture to indicate something no bigger than a cantaloupe. It baffled me when I was younger how out of touch adults were, how they could walk around saying the exact same things again and again without the slightest hint of embarrassment. "Hanging in there. All good, I hope. Well, life is short. You betcha. Great to meet you. You take care now." And then there were the thinly veiled insults they'd spit at you, like, "Youth is wasted on the young." Thanks a lot. I mean, just think of all the things that are wasted on the old. Private swimming pools, miniature horses, golf carts. But now that I'm so old that I communicate almost entirely in clichés, I know that life is too short to mince words. You only live once. You've got to seize the day. And honesty really is the best policy. And to be totally honest with you, youth really is wasted on the young. Youth is wasted on the young because the young don't appreciate just how absurd and tragic and funny their lives are. Had I known how much my childhood years would amuse me as an adult, I would have taken incredibly detailed notes on everything that happened to me. May 5th, 1973. Today, another visitor, a friend of my mother's who seemed to believe me about as intelligent as a Bartlett pear. After several minutes of being spoken to in a tone usually reserved for small houseplants, I grabbed a fistful of her hair and shoved it into my mouth, creating an awful, drooly mess. Delightful. She tried to stay calm, but she was mortified. I can spot a germaphobe a mile away. October 24th, 1976. Fabulous day at the state fair. After consuming about 3 pounds of fried dough, I rode the tilt-a-whirl and ended up making a clumsy beeline for the nearest trash can. Crowd stared rudely, pointed. It was so rich. Should make for invaluable self-deprecating anecdote. Very useful at cocktail parties or to mitigate competitive vibe at business lunches. March 12, 1979, PJ Toth, who's rising fast on the current cutest boy list, last week's rank 4, today's rank 2, hot mover, asked me to hold his members-only jacket while he drank from a water fountain in the hallway outside language arts class. Felt so honored, was rendered temporarily speechless. Related this high accolade to best friend Susan, who quickly pronounced me a total dork. 15 years later, holiday letters will indicate that Susan makes macrame potholders, a fact that should lessen the sting of shame I now feel. But the young don't take good notes. Instead, they doodle, or gaze out the window and daydream. Or, like my friend Toby's new baby, they just sit there and drool. Which is all the more reason to envy them.
Heather Havrileski lives in Los Angeles.